Okay, gentlemen. What is the halacha? Asur shayla. If somebody on a fast day forgets that it is a fast day and he makes a bracha on a drink, feels a bit thirsty in the afternoon, and he forgot. He forgot. He sees this nice, fresh Coke. Taken.
I said,
very good. That's it. So what do you do? The question is, what do you do if you forget that it's a fast day? You're middle of fasting. It's in the afternoon. You're fasting quite well. Everything is going well. And you're a bit thirsty. You see this fresh Coke. I don't know. It's freezing cold. I don't know. I don't drink Coke, so I don't know. This fresh, freshly juiced, freshly pressed orange juice. And Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Shekel Nivdol. Oops, suddenly ran. Before.
Before you've drunk it.
Before you drink, yeah. Very similar question, yeah. What if somebody is in the middle of the waiting the 6 hours and he sees this nice cheesecake together with a milchik coffee and he goes for it? So, in which case are you referring to?
That case, so
then
you have the cheesecake.
The cheesecake, Shaila, you'd say Baruch Shem. And you don't. What about the fast, Shaila?
The fast with the cheesecake,
you
just find some
other mazanas,
which is not milky.
If you, but you made the Baruch on that. If it's the same mean and it's around, it's not so poshut. You can't just take something random from the cupboard. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you do? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Shekel Nivdol. Then you realize you're in the middle of fasting. Stephen, what do you say? What do you do about it?
You take a very small sip.
Take a small sip. Define small.
Like you would take, like you might have to, like they say on Yom Kippur, if you have to break your fast, eat small regularly. So take a very small drop of water.
Take a small amount of water. Stephen Paskins, take a small amount of water. Like you do if somebody's a chayil on Yom Kippur. Small amount of water.
I suppose small enough that you would normally say
something that you really wouldn't make a bracha chayil on it. Rabbi said is widely discussed in the chayilim. Yeah, what'd you say? Spit it out. Drink and spit. Okay.
But then you wouldn't say an after bracha, would you?
Absolutely, correct.
So you could take it, spit it out, and that'll be it, wouldn't it, then?
The Poskim agree that what you have to do in such a case is Baruch Shem. So you will not swallow and you will not sip. You will, after realizing, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi, because at the end of the day, a fast day is accepted. It's a very, I can't call it the Mamash of the Rabbanon, but it's very close to that. And you're not really over on a bracha levatole by saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi Le'olam Va'ed. Therefore, that's the preferred approach. It is a bit of a machloek zachonim, but that seems to be clearly the consensus of the contemporary poiskim. You will say Baruch Shem, and you move on. Now,
is that applying only to not an individual fast, though, is it? What would happen? Is that what you're saying only applies to like Yom Kippur, Tarnis, or whatever? But if he was made an individual fast and then forgot and made the brach and then realized, would the same apply?
Yeah, so a private fast may be different, and that's only we're learning now. Good question, Stephen. Spot on. Very good. Says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Kuf Samach Ches Rabbi Sai didn't need the tainus. I have two questions on the first three lines. Let's just get to the end of Sif Aleph. I have two crucial shilas on Sif Aleph. One is relevant to all of us, once a year. Well, nearly all of us. Well, we'll see. That are very relevant. Okay. Nodales anois yoim ze. I mean, simon tov kuf samaches. Somebody who makes a neda. Les anois yoim ze. To fast on a very specific day. For shachach, and he forgot for achal and he eats. So he says, first day of Parshas, I am making a neda, I'm fasting. Yeah? That's what this individual says. Not only Sanus Yoim Zeh, this specific day, for Shachach, and then he, in the middle of that Thursday, forgets. For Achal, and he eats. So Rabbi said, this is the shine of somebody eats in the middle of a fast day. Not just making a bracha, not to be confused with what you just mentioned. He actually eats. What is he meant to do now? He ate. What is he going to do? Besides feeling bad, what is he going to do?
Finish off the fast,
meaning he should continue to fast. Mashlim tani, so is to continue his fast. Carry on fasting. Okay, so you ate cheesecake? Alright, okay. Carry on fasting. Don't say, what?
Now that I've messed it up, I have to do it another time. What
do we have to do? Mashlim tani, so you continue. Vewadin, and similarly, imoyotan is chaloim. If it's a fast day, that one accepts on himself if he has had a bad dream. Tanis chaloim, osho tanis sibo, or he was a, or he was a tanis sibu, a public fast. I will say a public fast. We'll get to that. Or he was yahrzeit. If somebody forgets that it's his father's close relatives yahrzeit, and he starts eating. Oh no! It's my father's yahrzeit. What is he meant to do? Mashlim tanis. He continues his fast. Tanis sibu. Rabbi Shiva Sabbat Tammuz coming up. He forgets that it's a fast day. He breaks the fast. He continues to fast the rest of the day. Avol, but im not alis anus yom echot. If somebody is accepting on himself to fast yom echot, shnei yomim, one day or 2 days, fekshis chilis anois, and when he started to fast shochach, he forgot the ochal and he ate kezayis. Ibeit, he lost. Tanisoi, he lost his fast. V'chayv lotzum, he's obligated to fast. Yoim ache, different fast. So if a person doesn't accept specifically, I'm fasting Thursday of Parshas, but he says, I'm going to fast one day, I'm going to fast 2 days, and he had planned that tomorrow is going to, today is going to be that fast, and he started fasting, but then in the middle of the day, he forgot, oi, he started eating. So what is it? Shy, too bad. Just carry on eating. Have your first course, your second course, your third course, your fourth course, your dessert, your second portion dessert. All very nice and good. But make sure to fast another day instead. Why? Because he didn't accept himself that specific day. He was vague. He was vague. He's going to fast 1 day. He's going to fast 2 days. Shine. If it's not this day, it's going to be another day. It doesn't matter. V'yesh machmid afilu benot alezanez yoim zeh. Some say, no. The Gemara says, even in this case, no, you've got to fast, continue fasting this day. The Gemara says, no. You messed it up. Don't continue eating. Finish your fasting, but you started eating, so you've got to fast another day as well on top of it. So, it's got both problems. Okay, but this is the less common case. The former case is much more common. Not somebody who breaks his fast in the middle of a common fasting. Rabbi Isai, I have a problem with this. What do we learn? Somebody's got a tainus tibu. Rabbi Isai, tainus tibu, somebody forgets and eats, what happens? Continue. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Continue to fast. Yeah? Rabbi Isai, there's one common fast. Common, I can't say every fast. Common fast, which every family, most families, somebody fasts. And every single year, we do not this. We don't do this. Erev Pesach. Thank you very much, Rabbi Kagan. Let's think about this for a minute. What happens on Erev Pesach? All the firstborns fast. Tanis Bechoyres. We fast. The Bechoyim fast. And what happens? Do we fast or we don't fast? Do we fast or we don't fast on Erev Pesach? Sium. And then we don't fast. So what goes on? We start to fast. Yeah, we fast. Very nice. And then after davening, wow, He finished Maseches Makkos. Mishnayos Ovos. Oh, I don't know. That's probably doesn't. And 1 second, then what happens? Then very great Simcha. We listen to a grand total of 30-40 seconds. The end bit of the last Mishnah, whether we do understand or we do understand, huge Simcha. He makes the Kaddish of Asiyum, and we all have a grand breakfast. And we're all very excited, and we don't have to fast on Erev Pesach. It's a very pressurizing day. So we eat, and we go, we join the Asiyum. Of course, we join the Asiyum. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And we all enjoy participating in the Asiyum. We've got to participate, but it's very important. You can't eat unless you participate by the Siyum. We participate by the Siyum. It was a very big shaila last year's Pesach. It was a big shaila to do that. But on Zoom or not on Zoom, whatever. So we participated on Siyum. And then what happens after this? We go home. And what about the Bechayim? What did they do then? They fast or they don't fast? They feast. Of course, they don't stop eating. They don't stop eating. They're all, like everybody else on Erev Pesach. You're hungry. You can't have breakfast, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have matzah, you can't have chametz, you can't have any. You don't stop eating the whole day. Eggs. Bye-bye. And potatoes, eggs and potatoes, eggs and potatoes, and more eggs and potatoes. Now, based on what we're learning now, what did we just say now? On the Tanas Tibur, if a person breaks the fast, what's the halacha?
Continue.
You're going to finish. So based on what we said now, what should be the halacha, surely?
He continues to fast.
He continues to fast. And I've never heard of a firstborn that continues to fast after the Siyum. I've never heard of such a, that I don't think there's one Bechor in the world.
Isn't it different from all the other fasts?
Oh,
wow. This is a fast that only applies to a certain section of the Kaddish.
Therefore, so those individuals, let them fast. Are you firstborn by any chance?
Now you knock out everyone who's not.
All right.
Now you knock out the majority of Klal Yisrael from it, because it ceases, in so many ways, it ceases to become
It's not, right.
Something of the Klal.
Okay,
bye-bye.
But it is a...
It's not something of the Yachid, so it's kind of its own category of its own...
Its own category, but it's a part...
The Chum decides to Muller. Bye-bye.
Is it Erev Rabbonon fast normally? Would it be that this fast on Erev Pesach? Is it the Rabbonon or the Raisa?
No. The Rabbonon or less. Probably even less than the Rabbonon.
So then why don't you, what the problem is, if it's less than the Rabbanon,
it's still not allowed, because like what we're seeing now is that any Tanis Tzibur, Shulchan Aruch says, after breaking your fast, you continue fasting.
You can't say they really fasted. They weren't going to eat anyway, so they're not allowed to have coffee before Shul.
So what do you say? So why are they eating then?
A couple of fasts upon themselves at the beginning. In fact, they didn't eat, it was just because they were Makabal, they're going to eat
breakfast by long. I have very little explanation in this custom besides the following potential approach. And I'm not confident in this. I really don't know pshat. I'm not confident in what I'm saying now. So if you've got a better suggestions, please. I'm not. The only pshat I can suggest is that there's a distinction between shochach ve'ochal and esiyum. That if somebody participates in a siyum, that makes into a simcha, that the whole day becomes a joyous day. Like if somebody would have a simcha on that very day himself. Say the Messiah himself, the person who makes the siyum himself, he finished Shas on Erev Pesach. Or like Abraham Kanievsky, finishes Bava Basra, or you know, not Bava Basra only, he finishes like, you know, Abraham Kanievsky finishes an enormous amount on every year, finishes Shas, and Sifor, Sifri, you know, Medroshim, Mishneh Berurah, Novi, Nach, everything. So the person himself, who is Messiah on Erev Pesach, I can understand that he's allowed to eat and drink the whole day after making the Siyum, because it's a Siyum, it's a joyous day for him. It's not just an actual Siyum, it's a joyous day. It's not that he forgot and he broke his fast, Shochach V'Ochal.
This is just not Shochach V'Ochal, it's a completely different case. Most of the parishes are fasting, everyone knows they're going to see him anyway. The Rabbanon decided it's Erev Pesach, so we're going to try and...
Okay, so you're saying that it's not a proper fast.
I know,
but the Biosel says, I want to say, you're right, you're potentially right, and the Biosel video, Henken has a mahalach, like you're saying, that it's not a fully accepted fast, and Pshem Zalman has such an approach, I hear that. But I want to tell you that I just, this year, saw one of the ancient Agadas that I've got, an ancient German Agadah I've got, which was published before the war. It says the halachas at the beginning, it says the halachas. And lo and behold, I go through the halachas on Erev Pesach, And what do I see? On Erev Pesach, it says in nice, proper Gothic German, it says, on Erev Pesach, all the firstborn fast. Full stop. It doesn't say anything about Siyom. No. On Erev Pesach, they fast. Full stop. Like the word Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, back in Hilchos Pesach, on Erev Pesach, the Bechorim is Anim. Fine, we know already, of course, we know fast, there's a Siyom, etc. But for somebody like, so we've accepted that.
So the minhag was the first time they drink will be kiddush.
Yes, absolutely. But it's very hard.
Rabbi,
people were tough in those days. I want to add one more important point. And that might be the answer to the first question. What happens if somebody has to break his fast? Rabbi Yisai, I'm going back to a normal fast. Somebody who can't cope with a hot fast, he can't. And he has to break his fast. Chas v'shalom, somebody is unable to continue his fast, he breaks his fast. I want to ask you a shayla. I'm not sure. What's the halacha? He broke his fast. He had 2 cups of water, and he had a cracker as well. Now, he's feeling a bit better. Does he need to fast the rest of the fast? Or can he continue eating now? Pardon, what did you say? Okay. So Rabbi Feingold says, not a doctor, whatever. Let's say a doctor, or he feels that he can't cope anymore, he doesn't need to ask a doctor. The Rav told him, he just feels that he's going to faint, he needs to have a drink. We don't find shiurim in the Tanis Tzibur. We don't find that. We don't find shiurim generally by the man of Tanisim. But let's say he's broke his fast now. What happens now? Does he need to be careful what he has, or can he just go for it? Can he just like, wow, now let's go for it. I'm going to make up for it.
I love that expression. It's not like a serious, a happy day.
Okay, so fine. So not 5 courses, go for 4 courses. Okay? Skip the salad. Skip the salad.
Dessert.
No, dessert, don't have to skip. You know.
Oh, you don't have to?
No, let's not skip
the
dessert.
It's the minimum. You have to just have the minimum.
So I'm saying, based on what we're seeing now, you're saying a good point that there isn't any Indian of being mitzarev b'tzarev of the tzibur. It's true. If it's not avelus kind of day, so we can't party. It's true. You're right. But never mind that aspect. So I'm not going to have my chocolate fountain at the end. All right. But I want to know if I can have a normal amount of food, or do I need to continue fasting after I broke my fast? Now, by side, Rabbi Feingold says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us now. Shochach ve'achal, what? What's the halacha? Continue fasting. Rabbi said, I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this. It's an enigma for me. It's a bit of a mystery. I've never heard of anybody doing it. People who broke their fast in the past, and it's a common, I mean, not common, but somebody breaks his fast. What happens? Somebody chatz shalom has to break his fast. And we never heard anybody after this being careful and restricted. No, if you broke your fast, you can't eat normally. But unless it's Yom Kippur. Yeah. So, but Shulchan Aruch is telling us, Rabbi said, it's a bit of a tzorch in with you. Rabbi Feingold, what do you tell? Yeah, there was no shan about it. This was the minig in many recently. People are like full floppy, and they have to.
How recent is like the whole concept of a seer? Did that come much later?
It comes. It's definitely before the war. It was not common.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I was saying with the yard side.
Mishnevu does speak about it. By the way, Mishnevu speaks about it, but not as a default position. He says if there is a seer, but it's not a default situation. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch says that.
I didn't make a neder.
I know, but just like Shivas of Tammuz, you didn't make a neder either, but it's been accepted. Rabbi said, I want to know if somebody breaks his fast, what is he going to do? Because it's a Yom Tov. Because it's a Yom Tov. Yeah. Because it's a Yom Tov. If there's no, if, yeah. So Rabbi said, I don't know, I'm going to leave the Tzorich in, I'm not sure. I've never heard, I'm going to say as follows. I've never heard of anybody being makpid on that.
But
I've never heard of anybody being careful with that, but it seems to be the pashas of Shulchan Aruch, unless you're going to tell me there's a difference between shochach ve'ochal and somebody's unwell. Maybe if he's unwell, he broke his fast, he's unwell. Maybe that's not the same halacha in shochach ve'ochal. Maybe somebody's unwell is considered a chayla. Maybe chayla doesn't have to be careful. I don't know, but it's going to be chidushim. Rabbi, so we continue with, yeah.
So just going back to the fast erev Pesach.
Yes.
If it's not the rice or the rabbanon, what is it then? It either has to be one or the other, surely.
So it's a solid. It's a solid, globally and universally accepted. Strict chumra.
Is it a minhag then? Is it basically a long-standing minhag?
I'll tell you why I don't like the word minhag, although it is accurate to say minhag. I don't like the expression minhag. Because when you speak about minhag generally, people understand it's talking about, people speak about, you know, by the chassidim, there's a tish bekesha and a golden bekesha, and they say, my minhag is to have that kind of bekesha, or this kind of bekesha, or my minhag is to have that kind of, my minhag is that, I don't know, that people speak about minhagim like very low level. Exactly. So it's not that kind of minhag, it's much more serious, much more severe, much more stringent. You can't just say, my minhag is not to fast, it just doesn't go.
When did it come
about? So
it's about,
close
though?
To the Rabbanon.
When did it actually come about, though, this fast? And when was it?
The Nevi'im already speak about it. The Nevi'im are referring to the Tanesim. The Nevi'im in Novi Zechariah speaks about the Tanesim already. It's ancient. Older than you and me put together. Save base, Rabbi Yisrael, top of page 86. It's not brought down in the Tanis Bochem. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Gemara. Right, it's a matter. It's not Gemara. So therefore, one can be b'molin. You're right. Your Shulchan often speaks about Yodo Chul Shala Olam. Your Shulchan says in numerous places that nowadays people are weak. People are weak. So you can be lenient when it comes to Tanesim. Come lenient to all. He brings it in many places. People are weak. Well, you ask me the Shulchan's colors. That's a classic Och Shulchan Kula. That he speaks that people are weak nowadays. Mishnah doesn't say it anywhere. Och Shulchan says that people are more weak now than used to be. And if that's Och Shulchan who was over 100 years ago, people say nowadays much weaker. People say that the Kreuzenburg Rebbe, he says he can see the difference between before the war and after the war. People are so much weaker now than they were. I don't know. I can't comment on that. But okay, I know that. See, based. I know that lots of us. So it remains a bit of a question mark. I haven't full clarity. If somebody breaks his fast, what the loch is? I'm not sure. I know that lots of us. Yomim beezayim sheyirtze. Okay. This is talking about an individual who made a neder. He's going to fast 10 days. Why is he fasting 10 days? Perhaps because he. Why is he fasting 10 days? Yeah, or perhaps he ate cheese in the 6 hours. Or perhaps he made the bracha when he what? Yeah. So he didn't make a bracha on the vaccine, perhaps. Yeah. You only make a bracha on the second. So he needs to make 10. He says he wants to fast for 10 days, no less. He wants to fast 10 days, but he's not deciding which day he's going to fast. I'm going to fast 10 days, right? When it's convenient for me, I'm going to fast 10 days. What happens is, he's fasting one of those 10 days, okay, number one, and then Vutzach Dvar Mitzvah, and it's only a mitzvah. There's a siyum, there's a bris. He's fasting, and suddenly the great Rav, a great Talmid Chacham, a great Yeshiva says, "Oh, why don't we have a drink together?" And he says, "Oh, what should I do now?" Or he ended up having a siyum, or he ended up being invited to a bris which he has to attend. He can't be rude and say, "I'm not eating. You know, I'm fasting. I can't." So, what is he meant to do now? He started fasting. So what is he meant to do? He said he's going to fast 10 days, and that's number one. Oh, absolutely. That's the key point. As opposed to the earlier case, this case of year, he never said which day he's going to fast. He said, I'm going to fast 10 days. So if today happened to become, he started, but it happened to become inconvenient, because there's a siyum, there's a tzaddik who invites him, there's something happened, there's a bris, whatever, so he's going to break his fast, he can carry on eating, and he's going to make the fast another day. He can borrow the day, loiver, and he pays it off a different day. He didn't decide exactly which day he's going to fast. It can be today, it can be tomorrow, it could be on Wednesday. What happens? We said if you want to do a private fast, what do you have to do? You have to make an edit beforehand, right? We said by mincha, you've got to say tomorrow I'm going to fast. So what happens if it was that case? He didn't say vaguely 10 days. He said by mincha, he said tomorrow I'm going to fast, and he happened to be tomorrow Sunday. Hey, why don't you join me for the bris? He forgot he had the babies making a bris tomorrow. I don't know, or he forgot the simcha siyum, whatever. So what is he meant to do then? Then he can't just be loiver pereya. He can't do that. So what is he meant to do? It's called mikitan as ever. He can't borrow this day. He has to fast that day. He has to fast. Okay, we'll finish off over here. I'll to summarize. We learned that person who makes a brocha by mistake, what should he do before eating? Baruch Shem. We learned somebody who says no, it's one specific day, going to fast on a specific day, and he ended up eating. Forgot v'shoch v'ochal. What's the halacha? Mashlim tanisoy. Similarly, also if it's a tanis chaloyim, what if it's a tanis sibu tanis chaloyim, a yard site. What happens if he just randomly says I'm going to fast on some days, and something happened on that day, then he should eat on that day and make up a different day. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, wish you a very, very good evening.